With Every Stitch by Laurie Romrill, Guest Curator, Museum of Church History and Art. For some time prior to the 20th century, the education of most middle and upper-class young women in England and America focused almost exclusively on domestic skills and the arts. Skill at embroidery was considered essential. As part of the learning process, young women created samples of all the embroidery stitches and motifs they would need to know to beautify clothing and home furnishings. Samplers were evidence that a young woman had attained a certain level of skill. Thus, a sampler became a combined reference point and exercise sheet to indicate that skill. Today, many women around the world still find great pleasure and expression in the creation of decorative needlecrafts, a resurgent interest in high-quality needlework, reminiscent of the earlier sampler tradition, has led many contemporary designers to create beautiful new pieces of art. Following are examples of historic and contemporary needlework gathered by the Museum of Church History and Art. They embody core values of faith, family, and industry. Some include family genealogy. All are family treasures handed down from mother to daughter, as a reminder of family unity and love. The First Stitchery, A Sewer Went Out to Sew, 1988, by Katharina Bula, stitched in the Germanic needlework tradition. Next, The Lord is My Shepherd, by an unknown maker. Mother's Sampler, about 1815, by convert Elizabeth Hesketh Liptrot. After Elizabeth died, her daughter Grace took her own sampler and her mother's treasured sampler to Zion. Strawberries in the border represent the perfect fruit because they have no pit or peel. From Maine to Utah, 1811 and 1848, by Patty Bartlett Sessions. Patty started this sampler at age 16 in Bethel, Maine. She completed it in August 1848 at age 53, after arriving in the Salt Lake Valley. A beloved midwife, Patty Sessions, filled her sampler with pictures of animals, as well as numbers, an alphabet, and verse. Utah Sampler, 1994, by Carolyn Standing Webb. Consistent with early samplers, this modern example includes an alphabet and a scriptural verse. Symbolic Utah motifs include the roses at the bottom representing the biblical prophecy that the desert shall blossom as a rose, the Lombardy poplar tree, sunflowers, a log cabin, bees, and beehives. Surrounding the body of this sampler is a border of sago lilies, the Utah state flower. Also in the center of the stitchery is the outline of a mountain range and a family dressed in pioneer clothing. Nauvoo Temple Sampler, Historic Reproduction, 1986, 87, and 89, by William H. Ormond and Mindy Chisholm. This work is a reproduction of two nearly identical samplers originally made in England about 1850. In Our Lovely Deseret, 1990, by Elaine Thatcher. Deseret is a Book of Mormon word that means honeybee. President Brigham Young taught that everyone should be as busy as a bee in doing good works. Even today, Utah is known as the Beehive State. Child of Grace, 1844, by Helena Lydia Robinson Richards. Symbols include baskets of fruit for prosperity, lions for strength and hope, birds for the spirit, and a house for protection. Sturtevant Family Register, about 1830, by Jane Sturtevant. Family registers became popular in the 19th century and in many cases were the only record left of a person or family. Minister One by One, 1985, by an unknown maker. This original needlework, which once hung in the primary general offices, celebrates the simple idea that the best teaching occurs one-on-one. Inscription on a Sundial, 1835, by convert Mary Ann Fryer Smith. Flowers in the border represent purity and protection. The castle is a symbol of a great quest, which, when achieved, bestows prosperity. And honeysuckle, below the verse, represents enduring faith. The verse reads, "Mark well my shade, and seriously attend the silent lesson of a common friend. Since time and life speed hastily away, and no one can recall the former day, improve each fleeting hour before 'tis past, and know each fleeting hour may be thy last. Families Are Forever, 1998, by Carolyn Standing Webb. Decorative needlecrafts are among the most ancient of mankind's crafts. In virtually every culture of the world, people have decorated their possessions with needlework. Pictorial embroidery preceded oil painting by centuries. For example, Jehovah instructed Moses to build a tabernacle using fine linen curtains embroidered with cherubim. The First Vision, 1990, by Jacinta R. Freire Rosales Zumaite. In many countries, replicating well-known images seen in church magazines and manuals is considered a compliment to the artist and is a way of embracing the Latter-day Saint tradition. This image is from a 1989 Greg K. Olson oil painting. Note, Lori Romrill is a member of the Hidden Valley First Ward, Sandy, Utah, Hidden Valley Stake. End of note. End of the article, With Every Stitch, by Lori Romrill.